עיקר אמירת הסליחות צריכה להיות בכוונה, בנחת, במיתון. אדם בעד סליחות הבצ'קר קורא בקל ושכעשה בחונה. כי תחנונים ידבר ראש. דוד המלך says, תחנונים ידבר ראש. אדם יקיד ג'דן ענו וטשו ענו אל תמוס בקונה. נקי ביות, אינו, תלב בקונה. ולב נשבר ונתקה, אלוקים לא תבזה. הקדוש ברוך הוא תשווה כקלבם שכעשרה חר נמקונה. ולא כאותם האומרים בחופזה, באז יהיה עג'לה בקוננו, בכלל צ'יז בקוננו, אינו, anyway, בגעבה. ובוודאי שלא יפה הם עושים. והמינטור, when we say וידון אין סליחות, יפשב שמעשיו, אדם בעד שקר בקונה, וכתי סליחות בקונה, בעד, ובינה נגע בקונה, צ'י בעד תשובה בקונה. לחשוב בתשובה שלמה, ולהוסיף מצוות ומעשים טובים, בהתקרב יום הדין, באדם בעד היום אלול, בעד בחודש שזה גבול בקונה, additional מצוות, right? כי בעזרת השם, בדרגה הקדוש ברוך הוא, יום הדין, בחובי וחושי. המתור, מדיונים, יש קסמתי שזה אסלי, כי יתוסה לחודש, ביעבור הוס. ביעבור, תפסיטי מעולי המס. כשמגיעים, מגיעים, כאשר הודעת לענב מקדם. Who's ענב? משה רבנו. After חטא העגל, when הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted to destroy כלל ישראל, and to start כלל ישראל from משה רבנו, משה רבנו פלילת בית השם. And then הקדוש ברוך הוא הודעת לענב מקדם. ענב is משה רבנו. הקדוש ברוך הוא קוזים ענב בכל אדם. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed Moshe Rabbeinu a secret. He said, whenever Jews are in trouble, if they come together, and it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol showed Moshe Rabbeinu an image of a shaliach tzibur that has the talit on his head, and he showed him, and he told him, Vayavor. Vayavor is Yag Midot Shel Rachamim. First of all, it has to be pronounced correctly. Man, it's not ve'ya'avor, it's va'ya'avor. Ve'ya'avor, it's for the future. It's Hebrew grammar. But it's not. It's va'ya'avor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamash, va'ya'avor, past tense. Va'ya'avor, Hashem al panav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, past in front of him, it's avar. So it's very important. It's not ve'yavor. It's va'yavor. Va'yavor Hashem, right? Al-Panav. And then we have to stop between Hashem, Hashem twice the names of Hashem. One is before the chet. One is after the chet. And to say it with kavana, right? And then you know it says, yeah, yes.
If you're with the Ashkenaz minyan, yeah. Can you say it by yourself?
No.
If you are just to say what? They don't?
They don't say it.
No, you need a minyan. By Avor, it's the Varim Shem Minyan.
No, we are in minyan with Ashkenazim.
But they are not saying it. If you have 10 people there, maybe you do. A lot of Sfarim go to Ashkenazim too. If you have 10 people that say it, you know, it's just to have a minyan, then you could say it. No, right.
They don't say it on Monday and Thursday morning, and they don't say it on Mincha either.
If he's asking if a Sfaradi is in Ashkenazim because there's a minyan, could he say Vayavor? I said no. To say Vayavor, it's not that you need to have a minyan there, you need 10 people saying it. You don't have 10 people saying it. What? Nare adam minyan Ashkenazi. Okay, fine. But you see, when you are in an Ashkenazi minyan, Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul says, you cannot, they don't say tachanun either. So Sfaradi can't say tachanun. Rav Ben Tzion says, if you go to Ashkenazi minyan, you want to say tachanun, you want to say vidui, don't hit on your, just say it, that you could say. Vidui you could say on your own. But you know, he says, Rav Ben Tzion says, it's disrespectful. Right. They are not saying, this is lotit godedu. When we are in a minyan, we have to respect them. And also, if a person goes to an Ashkenazi shul and they stand up for Kaddish, you should stand up. If some of them stand up for Kriyat HaTorah, you have to stand up. What is good to do? You cannot be in an Ashkenazi minyan and defy them. And vice versa.
They
don't say it. They don't say it. They don't say it. They don't say it. They don't say it.
They don't say it. They
don't say it. They don't say it. They don't say it. They don't
say it. They don't
say it. They don't say it. They don't say it.
They don't
say it. They don't say it. So as I'm saying, if you go to a Hasidic minyan, you could say the vidui, which is nazani, rabazani, but beshin le David
begu. Even if they're not,
you should follow your own nusach of tefillah.
Even if they're not saying it, so they don't.
Even if they don't, that's right. You don't have to follow their minhagim. See, you don't have to follow, and that's another problem. Cannot Adam Nimitin bad as Sizad Eronim bad as Sharia. It's the latest that you could get them between him in Habakhun. No, not Sabak and Shabakhun.
Unless
they're fast. Anyway, the main thing is it's not saying the Yagmidot. Chafetz Chaim says it's not saying it's not that you do that, you have act on it. Right? When we act, And it's the promise, Sigmara says, that if there's a promise that saying Yagmidot, it's not Lo Tashuv Regam. Always is going to be answered. So Chafetz Chaim says it's not just saying Vayavor, it's acting to have compassion for other people, to have Rachmanut, right? It's Yagmidot Shel Rachamim. All 13 of these, it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion. So Chafetz Chaim says when we are acting like Yagmidot, we are compassionate, you know, thinking about other people, having, you know, sharing their pain, etc., etc. So then, Lo Tashuv Regam, there's a promise that is going to be Be'ezrat Hashem answered Beratzon.